the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, where the call letters mean stay well. This is a passionate show, and if you're listening for the first time, this show allows you the knowledge and the action steps so you can take control and so you have the power to get a do-over, to change your own life so you get the second chance at the life you want. We were talking earlier about, and when I say we were talking earlier, we have 2 hours of the show, and if your station only carries the second hour, by gosh, listen to that second hour. But sometime later, when you're not doing anything or when you're by a computer, you can log on to RadioMD.com, go to the You, the Owner's Manual archives, and by Monday morning, you'll hear all the shows. You can hear all the shows, but you can hear the first hour as well. We were talking a lot about autoimmune disease and diet, as well as we talked about what happens on Super Bowl weekend to our total calorie intake. And it's not just the Super Bowl weekend. It's the entire week. It's like we prepare the whole week. And instead of eating less the whole week before so you can, if you will, have a splurge on Super Bowl day, we eat more every day of the week. We eat an average, or we buy an average of 6,000 calories per person for the whole week beforehand, much higher than our normal amounts we buy. So one of the things, Bridget, I was asked was, what was your favorite story? And one of those has to be, because you're a young person, to worry about your cholesterol or to think about your cholesterols earlier in life rather than when you're 50 or 60. Tell us what the data are.
Okay, so this study found that people should start worrying about their cholesterol in their 30s. And as we were discussing over the break, I think that people should be worrying about their cholesterol before their 30s, because the longer that it accumulates, the higher risk you're going to have later in life. So it's much easier to invest in your health earlier on, and then you don't have to, your risk of having to worry about those things later in life are much lower. But unfortunately, we are more short-term thinkers. Anyways, the researchers from Duke, they looked at people with who had even moderately high cholesterol levels in their 30s and 40s, and they found that they were more likely to have heart disease later in life. Heart disease developed in about 4% of the people who had always had good cholesterol, and then 8% of those who had high cholesterol for 1 to 2 years, they had, it was an 8% higher risk of heart disease than people that had high cholesterol for only 1 to 10 years prior. And then the risk increased to 17% for anyone with high cholesterol for 11 to 20 years. So it's interesting, because they looked at the number of people that would qualify for statin recommendations, being prescribed statins, and they found that only 1 in 6 of the people that had high cholesterol would have met the recommendation for standard for statin use when they were in their 40s. But then once they got to age 50, that increased from one in six to 1 in 3 people.
The bottom line is you should get your cholesterol measured, your LDL especially, not the total, but your LDL. Hopefully, if you do get the total, you get HDL and LDL, so you want it separated. But you get your LDL measured when you're 15, when you're 20, and if it's elevated at any of these times, you get it measured every year. And then you do something about it with either lifestyle and diet changes, or with those things plus some supplements such as the omega-3s that we always talk about, and omega-7s. And if those don't work, and exercise and lifestyle doesn't work, then you go and say, maybe I should be on a statin earlier in life to control it, because the longer period that I have a high cholesterol, the greater my risk, and it's cumulative over time. So rather than letting it go till you're 50 or 55, when the algorithms kick on in with the risk, say, hey, these algorithms are for a pile of junk because they were made up by old men. I got to worry about myself when I'm a younger man or woman, and maybe I should, in fact, get treated earlier. And that's my message. We should treat it earlier. At least that's what the data look like.
And it's also much easier to change your diet and your lifestyle factors when you're younger, because the longer that you have high cholesterol, the longer that that accumulates, but your bad habits also increase, and it becomes much more difficult to change your diet and your lifestyle as you get older.
So let's go and talk about the other thing that you liked. There's another story you found fascinating. What was that one?
It's kind of unrelated, but I really liked the binge television watching story. Dr. Rosen, do you watch television on a binge?
I don't. I watch in a stable fashion. Now, I do binge on TV. I'm on vacation this week, as you know, in a warm area, La Quinta, California, which is outside of Palm Springs. It's the warmest area in continental U.S., and I'll tell you how come we come here is because our kids said it's the only they wouldn't go to Hawaii, where I wanted to go, because that's warmer than here consistently, but this is the most consistently warm. But the when I'm here and doing exercise I usually do 2 hours a day here, or about 2 hours a day, not counting any golf I might play, but just on riding a bike, and I will binge on Dr. Oz, because I have saved up all the Dr. Oz shows for the days I haven't been here, and I'll binge on both Dr. Oz and Jon Stewart, and meaning I will do that often, and then while I'm reading here, I will often have those on in the background and listen to them periodically while I'm doing more medical reading. So I guess that's called binging, but I said, as you know, I send out tweets relating to the show. Anyone can sign up. It's at Dr. Mike Roizen. And one of the tweets was, the only time it is okay to binge is when you're listening to Dr. Oz.
Okay, that's
But
true.
Go ahead. Tell us what this story was, because this was such an interesting story.
Yeah, it's becoming, I didn't even know about binge TV watching until a few months ago, when someone had told me that they just binge on TV all day, and I had to ask them again what they meant by that. And then ever since, I've heard of it referenced a few times. So these researchers at the University of Texas at Austin, they're pretty innovative to be looking at this already. It's the first research study that has looked at this kind of behavior, and they found that that the more lonely and depressed that you are, the more likely you are to binge watch TV. So they looked at about 300 people that were aged 18 to 29, so I fall in that category, and then they looked at their TV habits and their feelings of loneliness, depression, and then they also looked at self-regulation and how likely they were to respond to addictive behaviors, because I guess it's considered an addictive behavior. They found that the more lonely and depressed that the participants were, the more likely they were to binge watch TV, and found that it was a way for them to escape their negative feelings and sadness. And they also found that people who were binge watching TV lacked the ability to control themselves and scored lower on self-regulation.
When we come back, we're going to come back and talk about that after Gary Ginsberg, because it's important. But next is my favorite segment of the week, Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? What is PCOS? Whole bunch of other great topics. on Radio MD. Stay well.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Antioxidants. You've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants. They destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage. And eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is my favorite segment of the show, by far, no questions asked. It's with Gary Ginsberg, because he is so informative. What's Toxic.com? Gary, you're in the heart of Connecticut, where you got bombed with snow on Monday. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, actually, the storm formed to our east and really nailed places like Worcester, Mass. Boston on East, but we got a solid 14 inches out of it, and we have already four on the ground, and we're expecting another foot tomorrow night. So finally, winter is catching up to us, and you got to watch out for those lower backs.
Now, what I do, Gary, is I shovel frequently enough so that it's never very heavy at any time. So last Sunday and Monday, we only got 4 inches in Cleveland, but I probably shoveled 8 times, so there was never more than a half inch I had to shovel at any one time.
Yeah, my strategy is more like get the teenagers out, but you only got one shot at that apple, so it's usually when it's all done and, you know, getting them to get out of their bathrobes and then into the snow.
So what do you do now? Let me go and talk about a hot topic in Texas first. This is almost sad since we're titling this a hot topic in Texas. And, of course, we're talking about how cool it is where you are. What is the temperature right? Let me get it out. What's the temperature right now in Connecticut?
I would say 50. Our high was 19. I haven't tracked the last couple hours. I'd say we're down to about 15 right now.
So tomorrow on Super Bowl Sunday, people will be eating in front of their TV sets, obviously. It's 28-16. On Monday, they get the blast 16-3. And only Thursday of the week is colder than that, where it's 16-1.
Yeah, I know. It's supposed to be like near zero or below zero. So a good message for this time of the year, especially if these winter storms come, really be safe with your generators, people. And, you know, the trend is more and more people have generators, and they still don't give out a lot of helpful information when you buy the thing. Should be big letters on what to do, what not to do, because you could obviously poison your family, kill yourself in the middle of the night if you do the wrong thing with the generator, which the basic rule is keep it outside of the house, outside of an attached garage, so that the carbon monoxide fumes don't come into the house. And usually you're in a panic when you're using it. So even if you thought you knew what the right thing to do was, you probably don't do exactly the right thing because the lights went out, you can't find a flashlight, you're worried about the freezer, the food, you're worried about keeping your house warm, and then you got to deal with this extra piece of machinery, which is running on gasoline, and the fumes can kill you.
Yeah, so we do have it. Just so you know, Gary, it's more likely we'll die of something else because our generator is outside. You told me to do that. You also told me to have it checked for automatic starting once a year. We do that. And fortunately or unfortunately, it kicks on successfully 2 or 3 times a year here in Cleveland, and it works beautifully. So thank you for all the warnings. But now I need some more help.
So we'll all come to your house, Mike, when the power goes out.
And you know we have a party that we invite everyone who listens to the show. They can come on January 1st. That is on New Year's Day from 2 to 4:30 Eastern time. But now that I've invited the world, I can't. My wife will say, "You did what?" Let's talk about something.
It doesn't even end at 4:30.
Let's talk about something serious, Gary. What's this ozone becoming a hot topic in Texas article about?
Right. And why this time of the year? There's no ozone virtually in the wintertime because it's all about the heat and the sunlight of summertime mixing with the hydrocarbons, mostly coming from our tailpipe exhaust, that creates smog or ozone levels. And what's interesting is that Texas has become the focal point of this debate. EPA is trying to do their every 5-year update on the ozone standard. And it's at 75 parts per billion. And the administrator, who used to work here in Connecticut, now she's down in Washington, Gina McCarthy, is looking to entertain other numbers. We know that there is no safety margin involved with the ozone standard. So this is the time of the year to fix it, because come next summer, we don't want another summer where there's too many people getting too much exposure. But Texas seems to think that the ozone standard, the state government, seems to think the ozone standard is just fine. And so as is. And so a group of doctors in the official medical society in Texas had a press conference to sort of, you know, put the pressure on the local authorities and to say to the nation, they don't speak for us. They don't speak for the health authorities, that ozone may cost some extra money to regulate, but that in their worst counties, which includes Dallas, there are many ozone exceedance days a year. There's many extra asthma cases every summer because of ozone. And it's different than Beijing. It's not particulates. It's this reactive, very oxidizing, almost like a bleach. Think about inhaling bleach. That's sort of the effect of ozone has on the lungs. Hi, Mike, you there?
I am here. I turned it off because there was an echo I was hearing, so I switched channels for a second. Why is it a hot topic?
It's a hot topic because EPA is trying to figure out what to change the standard to. And some people are arguing leave it as is. It will cost industries and ultimately the consumer something to lower the standard to make it more health protective for the inner city kids and also for the suburbs, because ozone spreads out into the suburbs. It's a hot topic because right now the book is open on it. This is the time to change and fix the standard. You get this opportunity once every 5 years. Every summer, people, children are having reactions. It's premature aging of the lungs. So kids that grow up in the city with high ozone levels, their lungs may be the lungs of a 40-year-old when they're 20. So that's what we're trying to fix.
Has the ozone level kept going up over time, Gary? Just a quick yes or no, and then I want to get to this France story.
I wish it was that quick. It's sort of it is going up. The standard is, we're trying to drop the standard, but it's like you're on a treadmill, because the cars create the ozone pollution problem, and we are driving more miles. We've got more cars on the road. Even though we've got better controls on the newer fleet, there's still too many of us driving at rush hour when the sun's out. So that's the problem.
Okay, France is trying to cut down on farm pesticides. Give me a break. Is that true?
Yeah.
And is France do anything right?
Yeah. Well, I think that they may be a bit of a model for the rest of Europe and the rest of the world. What we tend to do in this country and in Europe is take one pesticide at a time and to say, gee, the neonicotinoids might be a problem for the bees. Let's ban those or have a moratorium on those. The organic phosphates, they're too toxic. Let's phase in different pesticides to replace those. Rather than that one chemical at a time, France is saying, can't we do better? Can't we have integrated pest management? Can't we go light on the pesticides? Can't we find alternatives, maybe more labor-intensive ways, maybe smarter ways to use less pesticides? They've got mandates that say that by 2025, they want a 50% reduction in all pesticides being used by French farmers. And that's sort of a model for the world. It's almost like the climate change goals of carbon. You know, and overall, let's just do a better job. And I think that, you know, we're using less pesticides at schools now in our country. You know, farmers, growers need to realize groundwater's affected, pesticide residues.
And we'll be back with more of that story in just a minute on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oregano P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oregano P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parentsarethekey. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
We get it. Who wants to talk about vaginal itching and irritation? Vaginal itching, burning, and irritation can be very embarrassing to talk about, even to your gynecologist. Though this topic can be quite uncomfortable, this vaginal problem could be affecting you, just as it affects millions of other women. Thankfully, there is now a product that can provide you with instant relief. We mean fast, as in relief right now. Prevalief Soothe is a natural, paraben-free, rapidly absorbing lotion that is comfortable and soothing to apply. Prevalief Soothe uses a new, natural soothing peptide complex and is made with natural probiotic technology to support vaginal health. To stop your itching fast, visit Prevalief.com to find out more information and purchase the product for immediate relief from your feminine issues. That's Prevalief.com. Prevalief, for immediate comfort and relief.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things. And it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're talking about France with Gary Ginsberg trying to cut down on farm pesticides. I should say, one of these days we will do a show that was asked by one of our listeners who heard that I was in La Quinta and said, are you worried about desert-related diseases such as coccidiomycosis, or if you're going to the Mideast to get that desert warmth in the winter? What do I have to know about MERS, that is Mideast Respiratory Syndrome, and what precautions do I take? I'm going to talk about that in detail because we may miss one or two of these shows live, although I'm going to try and do it because I will be going to the Mideast to do some work when the Cleveland Clinic is opening up, Cleveland Clinic Abu Dhabi, which is this magnificent hospital in the Mideast that is high tech and beautiful to look at. And I'll be going to a couple of the countries there, trying to talk about it a little bit. But first, and I'm trying to do it in the winter, obviously, because in the summer it's awful darn hot there, but in the winter it's perfect. And we'll talk about MERS and other diseases that you get in the desert, such as coccidiomycosis. But right now, France has an opposite problem. It's trying to cut down on farm pesticide use. Now, Gary, you told me it was going to cut pesticides by 50% by 2025, if I remember what you're saying before.
Exactly. That's the goal, Mike. And what we have seen in this country and now what we're seeing in France are initiatives that say we're not sure what the worst pesticide is, what's the most toxic. We know that pesticides have been associated with things like childhood leukemia in some studies, with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in farmers. And we don't know which pesticides might be the worst, might be the causative agent. So countries like France or some towns and states are saying, use less. And we're using much less, I know, in Connecticut now at schools around play yards. And Connecticut's banned pesticide use is banned at elementary and middle schools because, again, just
now,
the...
That's not a voluntary ban. That's a hard ban.
It's a hard ban, yeah, unless there's, you know, some real emergency, like an outbreak of termites that might take down the school, and then everybody would get fair warning and the kids wouldn't be around. But in general, you know, none of this cosmetic kind of spraying to hold down the weeds and et cetera. So what France is doing on these, almost like a mandate to their farm industry, we can do better, stop contaminating groundwater, stop poisoning yourself, because sprayers get the most exposure, and the spray families and the kids of spray families tend to have the greatest exposure. So there are smarter ways to do agriculture in the, you know, this the 21st century. So anyway, that's what's going
now,
on.
Someone named Sylvia
that's a ripple effect.
Someone named Sylvia just emailed me and said, Sylvia says she goes to the warm weather in the winter too. Why don't we talk about the toxicity of what's in the snowplows, how snowplows burn diesel or whatever they burn, and also are there toxins in the salt or whatever else they use?
Well, yeah, salting roads is certainly a concern for people who are on private wells or small public supplies. We've seen sodium show up in people's wells, and that could be an issue if you've got high blood pressure. Chloride levels could be high. Magnesium levels can be on the high side. Many of these kinds of elements are natural to the diet, so the levels have to get pretty high in the water for it to make much of a difference.
Are they using things other than sodium, other than salt now?
No, the other chemicals do not make it to the water table that much. We don't see them show up. The main ones that show up are sodium and chloride and magnesium.
PCOS. PCOS.
Right.
What is
yeah,
it? And what is it caused by something we're doing in the environment?
Yeah, well, that's the natural question. Nobody really has a great explanation.
Well, first, let's define PCOS.
Being overweight. So PCOS is polycystic ovary syndrome, and it's a metabolic / hormonal disorder in which around adolescence, teenage girls just have hormonal abnormalities. They may have difficulty having periods. They may have more of a androgenic or male characteristics. They may have some hair around the lip. The female hormones just are not kicking in properly. And we think that there are some exposures early in life that may trigger an imprinting of that, what we call a phenotype. And so the science is still emerging on it. Treatment is often in a hormonal direction for these subjects. And the study out of China to try to get at what might be an environmental contributor to PCOS. And this is not a small problem. This is the number one endocrine disorder in adolescent teenage girls. So this is a large number of people that we're talking about. And so they studied it in China. They looked for correlations in 169 women to PCOS, and they did a full survey of what kinds of things they ate and did. And the thing that jumped out of this paper at me, and this is a hypothesis generating study, but the thing that jumped out was eating plastic packaged food. Mike, this had an odds ratio of 45. We think an odds ratio of 2 or 3 is, you know, you sit up and you take notice. An odds ratio
let's tell people what an odds ratio is. An odds ratio of 2 or 3 means it's twice or three times more common if you do that habit. So 45, right. If you eat plastic food or food contained in plastic, you have 45 times the risk of getting PCOS as if you ate none. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, according to the study, it was highly statistically significant finding, but it was only in 169 women. But that was the odds ratio for that finding in this study. So, in other
now
words,
tell us more about the plastic food. What do you mean by food in plastic?
Eating plastic packaged food. So that would be food that comes in. Pretty much, I believe what they were getting at in the study is food that you cook in plastic. So you heat it up inside the wrapper, whether it's in a microwave or in a boil-in-a-bag container on the stove. You're getting a dose of plasticizer there that could be correlated with this hormonal syndrome.
So Joan has sent us an email all of a sudden, and she says, does food in plastic mean the things I take out that they put in plastic from either restaurants or the gourmet section of my grocery store?
Yeah, I mean, especially if it's packaged hot in the plastic, that would be the greatest concern. So if it's coming from the restaurant as hot food, that they're then putting it in a plastic takeaway container. And if you're doing that all the time, that would be a concern or frequently.
I'm going to have to tell my friend Lisa, who gets a lot of food that way, and also I would think that all the gourmet places in supermarkets put it into that plastic, even though it ends up in the deli ice shelf, that they probably put it in warm. When it's still warm, it's much easier than cooling it first.
Some of the stores don't use plastic. Some of them will use a lined paper material to package the food in.
Gary, we got to do more of this next week when you're back again on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com. Spectacular as usual. We'll be right back on Radio MD.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Antioxidants, you've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage. And eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can. Colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we left off of a wonderful topic at 6:15 when we went to Gary Ginsberg's great section on whatstoxic.com and his story about don't eat hot foods that are put on plastic and don't reheat foods in plastic. Huge 45-time increased risk of polycystic ovary disease if you do that compared to, and all of the hormonal things in obesity that go with it and diabetes, if you do that than if you eat foods that aren't cooked with plastics when they're hot. So, Bridget, now let's go back to one that was a wonderful story, which is binge TV viewing. And
yes.
Depression.
Yes. So that was, we covered a lot of it, but basically the bottom line is that binge watching TV can seem fairly innocent, but a lot of people use it as a coping mechanism for depression, and it might be something to think further into if you know people or if you're one to be TV binging. According to Dr. Roizen, the only appropriate TV binging to do is with the Dr. Oz show.
Well, there are two. The other one is Jon Stewart, that is watching Comedy Central because it's humor and uplifting can get you out of being depressed or feeling down. So
right.
I have two shows recorded on my DVR constantly, Jon Stewart and Dr. Oz.
And if you're going to binge watch Dr. Oz, then you would want to catch the segment that aired this past week on the Total Choice Plan with Dr. Roizen and Kristen Kirkpatrick, because that was an amazing show. And they have more information about the Total Choice plan. That's a plan devised for losing weight on the Dr. Oz Show website. Right, Dr. Rosen?
You're so nice. You caught it perfectly. Yes, that's correct. And I couldn't have said it better. And I'm glad I didn't say it. But Kristen Kirkpatrick, who's the chief nutritionist in the Wellness Institute and for the Cleveland Clinic Nutrition Program, she did just an amazing job in creating these 1,200 and 1,600 calorie meal plans that include three meals, a dessert, and a snack. And they're wonderful, and they also have all kinds of things you can eat if you still don't feel satiated on that, but almost everyone will. It's just a tremendous way of losing weight and sustaining that weight loss. So you're right, go to DrOz.com and see the Total Choice plan. You can go to 1,200 calorie or 1,600 calorie, and no matter whether you're a woman or man, you will lose weight on those.
And all of the recipes looked amazing. I can't wait to try some of them.
And the recipes are right there as well, shopping lists. Speaking of that, that is of investments you want to make that lead to better functioning later in life. Good sleep in middle age pays benefits later. The researchers looked at elderly patients to test cognitive abilities based on the amount of sleep they had. Not the amount of sleep they had then, but the amount of sleep they had 28 years earlier. So this was a group of 30 to 60-year-olds who were studied, and then they looked at the amount of mental functioning they had 28 years later. People who lived to age 85 may have slept 250,000 hours on more than 10,000 days, and what they found is the people who slept better between 30 and 60 had a memory boost 28 years later, which is really remarkable. So this is a very well done study looking 28 years later. It's like the group that looked the same did the same thing for sexual functioning, and they found the key to sexual functioning at age 85 and beyond was having a partner. One, that you're the same mutually monogamous partner, and secondly, having less inflammation or lower inflammatory markers in your blood. Let me do another quick one, if I can, that is asleep, which is an important one, but I'm going to actually answer a question that was sent in by a reader on our You Do Over tip. So we'll call this our Real Age Tip of the Week, Sonar. I love the music.
Me anyway, too.
This is a question sent in. And this was a question sent in, how do you get in communication better with your partner? And why is it important? Well, good support systems do make you healthier. That's what we said. And we said one of the great buddies you could have is a supportive spouse. One study using CT scans, known as, if you will, computer axial tomography or CT scans, showed that those who felt they had a supportive spouse had less calcium buildup in their arterial walls, meaning they were at lower risk of having heart troubles, kidney troubles, impotence, even strokes later. Couples that rated their relationships ambivalent about how supportive their spouses were had much higher calcium levels in their vessels. So what does that mean for all of you? It means talk to your partner, check in with them. Create a practice of communicating and listening for what will support your partner and asking for what will support you. It's good for your heart in more ways than one. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. Now, we have another question about the Real Age Do-Over. And that is, what did you mean by embrace the smackdown? Well, we explain that well in the You, This Is Your Do-Over book, that is. This Is Your Do-Over comes out 2/24. You can pre-order it now. It's a shameless plug on Amazon. But I want you to be called out, and I want you to call out your buddy too. The ones who fail with the buddy system are the ones who are afraid to challenge, afraid to call out errors, afraid to do a smackdown. It's the old tough love philosophy. And I don't want you to be mean or abusive, and I don't expect you to endure that if you're on the receiving end. But what I do want is for you to accept that there will be some bumps. Sometimes your buddy will carry you over them. Sometimes your buddy will push you over them. And sometimes your buddy should look you square in the eye, grit her teeth, and muster a very stern warning that you, my friend, are stronger than a bowl of cookie dough. And that's what we mean by embrace the smackdown, because you can embrace it, and it is good for you. So next time on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, we're going to talk about some other tips for your do-over, such as considering a coach, declaring your why and don't wait for someday, and inviting your buddy on a date, and why we think you should invite your buddy on a date. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We're the passionate show that gives you the armamentarium to take control of your health. We'll be right back next week with a live show. Sonar, Bridget, and myself, as well as Gary Ginsberg on Radio MD. Stay well.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi there. This is Dr. Mike Smith, host of Healthy Talk on Radio MD. You know, the science from across the globe is clear. Curcumin benefits nearly every organ system in the body and helps inhibit inflammatory factors, supports immune, heart, bone, and colon health, as well as healthy cell division, which is why no whole-body health regimen is complete without it. Now, while curcumin is typically poorly absorbed, Life Extension Super Biocurcumin features BCM95, a patented curcumin that absorbs up to 7 times better than standard curcumin supplements. Life Extension is making you an incredible offer on their super absorbable curcumin supplement. Just visit lifeextension.com/spice right now for a 50% discount on Super Biocurcumin. That's lifeextension.com/spice to absorb all the curcumin your body needs. Go to lifeextension.com/spice now.